And I got the idea that here was a chance to do something for Africa. I wrote to President Wilson and told him that at the peace conference in Versailles, they ought to take up the matter of the German colonies, and since the Allies now are in charge, that they ought to set those colonies up as free, independent states and put them under an international committee on which Africans should be members. Mr. Wilson didn't answer that letter, but the American committee over there considered it, and out of that really came the Mandates Commission. On the other hand, when I got to Paris, I tried to organize a Pan-African Congress. There had been a Pan-African Conference in 1900, which I had attended and wrote the resolutions, but that had died. When I tried to organize this Pan-African Congress, I was told that Paris was under martial law and that we couldn't have anything of that sort. The Americans discouraged it. But I went to the black man who was instrumental in bringing something like 100,000 black soldiers from Africa to help in the First World War and really turn back the Germans. And D'Agnew went to the Prime Minister, and the Prime Minister said I could have the Congress. But, of course, the America and Great Britain and so forth wouldn't allow anybody to have passports to get over there. So the Congress was rather small. We had 57 delegates, people, Negroes, who happened to be in Paris at the time, a few Africans, a few Negro Americans, and some whites. We had this first Pan-African Congress in 1919 at the Grand Hotel. And then, after the World War, in 1921, we held a much larger Congress with some 200 or 300 people and a good many from Africa. And that aroused the colonial powers. They got very much excited because they thought I was trying to start a revolution in Africa, which I wasn't at all. What I was trying to do was to get educated Africans in various parts of the world to come together and know each other and talk with each other and see what kind of program could be laid down for the future emancipation of the Africans in their own country. I was held several Pan-African Congresses after that. There were none that were as great and comprehensive as the second in 1921, but there was one in 1923 in which leading Englishmen took part. That took place in London and Paris. And in 1924, I think, in Lisbon, where we got members of the Portuguese Parliament and some of the colonial officials.